Welcome to Discovering Delight, a podcast by Sia Dlamini. Welcome back. Well, maybe not back, but I'm back and I'm here and I'm trying. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. My name is Sia and this is the show where I talk about all the things that are bringing me joy. And quite frankly, this month has been rocking me. I'm just struggling right now to find joy. There is no blind or visible joy right now. Well, I find snippets here and there, but the point is, I am going through it, child. Life is just coming at me sideways. And every week, I think it's going to be better. And every week seems to be getting worse. So I don't know. This Mercury retrograde came in guns blazing for me. I'm going to blame it on the stars, you know, and the galaxies and everything else, because this is not the month I ordered. And I've been trying to record every single week since I last posted. However, I was just feeling very raw and very open while recording them. And I don't think you guys want that. It's not something to be put on the internet. And hopefully this one is the one that I commit to putting out. And yeah, I just wanted to share, basically touch base, because I don't want to stay away for too long. Just because I know myself, if I stay away from things for too long, I may never return to them. And I really do want to return to this podcast. And I do want to return to it fully when I am healed and I am happy. But I will also share that journey with you while I'm going through it, because I think we could use a little vulnerability and honesty in our communication and conversations. On that note, the truth is I am going through a breakup, and initially I thought it wouldn't affect me the way it has affected me, but I should have known when I lost my appetite immediately after that I'm in for a ride. And typically I'm very slow at getting over people and relationships. I think I carry a lot of things and emotions in my heart that it's really hard for me to let go. So I've been put in this position where I have to practice letting go, and it has been so rocky. And some days are better than others, obviously, but there's some moments where I just really do feel triggered and I really do feel heartbroken, and it feels like it just happened. And there's little moments where I feel like my heart is breaking over and over and over again. And the only thing that is keeping me up, or like just keeping me from basically allowing my bed to swallow me and the world to swallow me, is the fact that I have to get up every morning and make a living and make my money so that I can pay my rent and keep a roof over my head. But I know that if I let myself go there, it's going to be that much harder to come out of. So I know this phase is temporary, and I know I have to take it day by day, but ooh, child. After being with someone for what feels like a very long time, nothing would have prepared me for this, especially not now. And so it's just been that much harder for me to come to terms with everything, right? And like I mentioned, it takes a very long time for me to recover from such situations, whether it is losing a friend or just losing people in my life in general. Like, I tend to take longer than most people, or most people I know, to recover from those situations. And this one is just feeling like one of those where it's just that much harder to kind of pick myself up again. But I am trying. I know in some ways I'm self-destructing, in the sense that I am not typically doing the things that I would do in the daily. Like, I know I should be going outside and going for walks, but I've just been cooped up in my house the entire time. I don't leave the house unless I really have to. But I did go out with my friends last weekend. One of my friends was hosting a braai. So I did go to that. And I was like, no, Sia, go get outside. You deserve to have fun. You deserve joy. You know, you deserve to be around people because I feel like I've just been hiding away ever since everything happened. So yeah, the first couple of weeks of August have just been very tumultuous, and I feel like I'm even struggling to show up fully at work. Just my head is not in the game, man, in the way that I would like it to be. And yes, I'm understanding that you're going through some shit, but also I'm just like, I need to get my head together because I don't have kind of like a safety net. You know, I am very self-reliant. Everything depends on me showing up every single day. So I kind of have to. And I think that's the only thing that I'm holding on to. That's the only thing that's keeping me going, to be quite honest, just showing up and doing the work that I'm supposed to do so I get paid. So that's just what I wanted to touch base on today, that like, guys, I am going through it. I am struggling to find joy. And I know that this is the podcast where we talk about the things that are bringing us joy. But ultimately, right now, for me, it's really hard to find that. And I am so grateful for friends, man. Like, I'm so grateful for my friends who've just been like showering me with so much love and affection during these past few weeks. And just the other day, one of my friends literally got off work and drove straight to my house just to see me. And I'm like, that's so sweet, just to have a little 15 minute check-in session, because she was like, I know you, I'm going to text you, and you over the phone, you're going to lie and say you're fine. So I'm pulling up on you. And I just, yeah, that made my heart smile, because she was right. I am going to say I'm fine, because at the end of the day, we can't keep talking about this thing over and over and over again. And I'm actually, this is the first time I am admitting how affected I am. But I just thought I should openly share that. So if you're going through something, I hope you get better. I hope you make it out alive. I hope you give life another day and more days, you know? And just really taking it easy, trying to keep my feet on solid ground right now, doing a few things here and there, you know, to progress my business and everything like that, because my goals are still my goals and there's things I still need to achieve this year, despite this minor setback, unexpected, unsuspectingly so. So yeah, man, that's just where I am. And it's really a humbling experience. Like, you forget how humbling breakups are until you're in it. Like, oh my God, my last breakup was in 2017. And when I tell you, I didn't talk to men for like 2 years straight after that. It's just traumatizing. You have a lot of realizations. You think about things, you answer things for yourself, trying to make sense of the situation or trying to come to terms with everything. So I feel like I'm in that phase where there's a whole lot of questions and not a lot of answers. And that is such a weird space to be in. It's very frustrating. And also it's very infuriating. It's all the emotions. It's very sad. But ultimately, I'm taking it one day at a time, getting lost in the world of TV and, you know, watching my favorite shows, watching stuff on the web. I'm just moving with grace and compassion for myself, but also with an understanding that life goes on and that we don't have to understand everything that happens. You just have to move with emotion sometimes. You know, things have to fall apart to fall together. Child. You know that chat where people say that phase after a breakup when you start becoming a motivational speaker? This is giving that right now. It's genuinely giving that. But all in all, I'm just trying to say I am allowing myself to feel what I feel, right? I am allowing myself to be angry when I'm angry. I'm allowing myself to be frustrated when I'm frustrated. I'm allowing myself to be sad when I'm sad and cry when I feel like I need to cry. And also allowing myself to be self-destructive, like do things that I know not to do, but I'm going to do them anyway because in this moment, that's what I need. And I think I do realize sometimes that, yeah, you shouldn't. These are not like hectic things. I know when I say that, it seems like I'm doing some bad behavior, but it's mostly just like, you know, drinking and stuff. trying to numb my emotions. Although this year I've really just been trying not to drink as much as I used to. And I feel like life will test you because once you decide that you're not going to drink, then life will give you reason to drink. And being in a situation where it's like, now I have to drink because I cannot stand for this thing right now. My emotions are overwhelming me. Like, what the hell? And I know we should be having healthier coping mechanisms, guys. But like I said, I'm staying in the house. I'm not going to the gym. I'm not going for my 5K walks. I don't have the strength for that. I don't want to be seen. That feels like a lot of work for me. And mentally, I know I'm in the dump. And I know that in order to combat that, I need to be getting outside. I need to be getting my exercise in. But I just can't bring myself to, And I'm allowing that for now. And maybe in September, I will change my ways. But for now, in this moment, I'll choose my bad habits to numb and forget. And I know that's not healthy. I know, you need to attack things head on. But guys, I'm troms. So yeah, ultimately, this is my little update. I just wanted to come in here and share a few words and let you guys know that I haven't forgotten about this podcast. I really haven't. I think about it every single day. I record every single week, even when I don't post. It's just that sometimes my head is really not in the game. So I'm trying to remain in a state where I am very aware of how I'm even speaking about myself and just about situations in my life, and also practicing gratitude for the things that are going well. Because I think when things are crumbling around you, it's so easy to focus on those things and forget to redirect your energy to the things that are going well. So I'm trying to refocus my brain chemicals and just hope for the best in this situation. And hope that I will come back out of it and I will be more energized and I will return to self. Because right now I am cruising with the wind. I don't know whether I'm coming or going, but I'm alive and the podcast shall continue as it always has. I will take it easy, but I will be back maybe next week, maybe the week after, maybe the week after that, but I will be back. Anyway, thank you guys for listening to me ramble. We shall talk again soon, and thank you for lending me your ears. Bye. We have come to the end of yet another delightful episode. Please leave us a 5-star rating and don't forget to share this episode with any of your friends. Until next time, bye.